Protecting your yoga teaching business. When or if you want to become a yoga teacher, would you be thinking of litigation and yoga? The old saying, "the truth hurts," applies to legality, ethics, and teaching yoga. You can always bury your head in the sand and hope that you never are involved in a legal battle. After all, what kind of a student would sue his or her yoga teacher? Doctors must ask each other this question every day. Sorry, but denial will not help you in a court of law. Instead of denying the obvious, you can take action by learning how the law applies to your yoga business. You can also start creating policies that protect your students and ensure that you are giving quality yoga instruction for the rest of your life. It has been said that knowledge is power, and this could never be more true than when it comes down to knowing the letter of the law. Just like when a yoga student first learns to develop his or her awareness from yoga and meditation practice, yoga teachers must develop an awareness of legality as it pertains to their yoga businesses. For the average yoga teacher, the thought of litigation as a result of a student entering his or her yoga class is depressing. Many yoga teachers and interns pursue the rewarding career of teaching yoga as Good Samaritans. Yoga teachers are often very generous with their time, effort, and services. It is heartbreaking for me to tell giving people with the best of intentions that they can be sued at any time. In this climate of litigation, anyone, even a yoga teacher, can have a lawsuit filed against them. Defending yourself in a court of law can and does create physical, spiritual, mental, and financial exhaustion. As a result of this reality, this requires protective action on the part of all yoga teachers. Look at this as a preventative program and a complement to your current liability insurance policy. "I didn't know" will not save any of us from the wrath of the law. Review your liability insurance and your release forms. Most yoga teachers should have their attorney review their release forms. The days of a simple one-page waiver form are over. A documented health questionnaire may help you to prevent a sudden legal catastrophe. This is not required, but serves as a tangible document to know each yoga student a little better. Just remember that a potential yoga student has the legal right to refuse to fill out a questionnaire if they so desire. This does not leave you flying blind when teaching yoga classes to students whose current health condition is a mystery. Therefore, always mention contraindications for asanas. It would be prudent to have an information packet with contraindications and prenatal warnings included. You could also include a slip for yoga students to sign, which indicates that they have read and understand that yoga can be a risk for some health conditions. Lastly, it is better to lose a potential yoga student than to teach one at the risk of his or her health.